Blog Talk Radio.
Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana at the Essence Music Festival. Today is part two of my interviews, and if you haven't already, make sure you listen to part one by going to plusmodelradio.com and going to the archives. And part one included a lot of fabulous interviews with CNN anchors Soledad O'Brien and Don Lemon, also Boyz II Men, Jane Kennedy, Naturi Naughton, LaToya Luckett, and tons more. So make sure you check out part one, and we're going to have a lot of exciting people pass through today. But before we get into the interviews, I want to give a shout-out to Simply Fashion for dressing me this weekend at the Essence Music Festival. Simply Fashion carries trendy, affordable clothing in all sizes. Visit their website at simplyfashion.com.
I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here with Valerie Jarrett, Senior Advisor to the President. How are you doing today?
I am so fine. I am delighted to be here in fine New Orleans, and I just had a meeting with the Mayor, Mayor Mitch Landrieu, talking about the city, and it's Pilgrim back. It's a terrific, vibrant city, and he's doing some wonderful things, and we're going to be partnering with him. And now I'm so delighted to be over here at the Essence Music Awards.
So you are here.
Going to the concerts. I'm
girl, hanging out.
Are you here for play or are you working?
I'm working playing. Playing and working.
So you must be promoting your reality show on TV One.
Yeah, no, it's on WE TV.
Oh, WE?
Yeah, TV.
Oh, yeah, because you were with the Braxton.
Yeah. Right now, we haven't picked it up. We don't know if we're going to pick up a second season. So if they don't pick it up, we're going to shop it around some other place and make sure it happens. And also, my daughter, Paige, is singing. So she'll be singing tomorrow morning again at the Walmart Pavilion.
Yeah. Well, I watched the show, and I really liked the show. It was almost like a Cosby show because it was a nice, clean, wholesome family. It is more than
a crazy wholesome. We got issues.
Yeah, but it wasn't like on the BET reality show. They on drugs and
I ain't got time for that.
I ain't got
time for rehab, girl. Rehab costs money.
Right. And besides your reality show, you do Way Back When.
Yeah,
that was
the one time thing. Can you believe that?
Oh.
As good as that was, that was Black History Month. And everybody fell in love with it. And TV One should actually keep it up.
I thought that was going to come on like every week.
It was a good show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
People, I told them it was just one time thing. Oh, man, no.
Oh,
that was a hit.
And so what else? Are you doing stand-up comedy still or no?
I'm a stand-up every week.
Oh, really?
Every week. Every weekend I'm on the road.
So where you got some dates or where can we find your dates and keep up with you?
If you catch me on Twitter, Sinbad Bad. You catch me there on Facebook, Sinbad, Atkins, ADKINS. And I'm always, you know, go to Ticketmaster, you can see my stuff up. But I'm on the road every weekend.
Okay. And so you said your daughter.
I think I'm in Harris in August.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said your daughter is singing, is your son or your wife got the entertainment bug, not just the reality show?
My wife has shot, but she manages my daughter. And my son produces music and does video stuff.
Okay, yeah. So now you're a family business, a new Jackson,
bye. New Jack, the new Jack City.
Well, thank you so much for stopping and talking to me.
My pleasure now.
And can I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans. I'm sitting here with Steve Perry from CNN. How you doing today, Steve?
Fantastic. It's like people are falling out of the sky to everywhere. Women, in particular, are falling out of the sky.
So are you here for work or are you here to play?
I am here to work. I am here to promote a book I have called Pushes Come to Shove. As people know, I'm an educator. And as an educator, I see that our community is being done dirty by the school system. So we have an opportunity to transform education as we know it. And because of that, I've written this book because I don't want our children to be played anymore. I want our children to have every opportunity everybody else has had.
I know you're on CNN. What's the show you're on CNN? Are you on every day?
I'm on Perry's Principles, which is on Monday morning at 8:40 a.m., and then it plays again throughout the week. I'm also on Perry's Principles on Anderson 360 at 11:57.
And so what are some of the things you talk about on the show? Some of the same things that are in your book?
Absolutely. I talk about what we as a community can and must do to save our children, not the least of which is to get failed schools shut down immediately and let the children go to schools that work.
And that's not just for African-American communities, but for everybody.
That's for anybody who has breath.
Right, right. So what else you have going on? Are you in on any of the panel discussions?
I am. I'm on one of the panel discussions today.
Right.
Me and Terrence J. from 106 and Park. We're going to have a ball.
Yes.
Folks are going to get out there. They're going to be edutained.
So do you have a website or are you on Twitter or Facebook?
All the above. I'm at Dr. Steve Perry, at Dr. Steve Perry. That's my Twitter. And they can go to dr-steveperry.com. And they can order our book, Push Has Come to Shove, on any website, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those things.
Do you have any of them here with you today at Essence?
I'm not. It comes out in September, so we need folks to pre-order. We need pre-order Push Has Come to Shove. Pre-order Push Has Come to Shove.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking with you.
This is all mine.
All right. I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm with Jay Twan. From Vibe Magazine.
Yes,
now tell me, what do you do at Vibe Magazine?
I'm the editorial director over there, so I pretty much hold everything together. I work with the magazine print team as well as my digital team, and we put everything together for Vibe.
Oh, so you're like the head man in charge.
I mean, I'm on one side, definitely. Our editor-in-chief, Jermaine Hall, is a really good friend of mine, and it's bugged out when you're able to work with your friend, and he pretty much handles the digital, the print, and I handle the digital.
Now, I thought at one time Vibe wasn't going to be in print anymore. It was in jeopardy, and it was just online, but now it's back.
Yeah, it's definitely back. We've had 6 issues since that little 3-month break where it was down and out. We got a new chairman, actually. His name is Irvin Magic Johnson.
Oh.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wait, Quincy Jones isn't involved with it anymore?
Not now. I would love to have him involved again, and it would be good to have him back with the brand. But I think that's going to happen because now Magic is there and those talks can happen. everybody.
So are you covering anything at Essence Festival? Are you doing interviews or what you're doing out here today?
Yeah, actually I've been flown out by Ford Motors, test out all the different cars and stuff and get my first experience of the Essence Festival. But I have been getting my little clips and everything together so I can do a little blog up on the website.
So my show is geared towards curvy women. So what can we do to get more curvy, voluptuous women in Vibe magazine? Because I want to see some women look like me with some meat.
Hold on. I started King Magazine.
Oh, okay.
So I have nothing but love for curvy women.
Okay.
I help put curvy women out there.
Okay.
So I love them all. And my family knows that, too. They're like, they love them like that.
Yeah.
But with Vibe, I believe that like, we can and we have. I would say Sakara, but she's trying to... Come on, man. She's looking like Kelly Rowland now. So what are we going to do? You know what I mean? Monique trying to do it and all that. But at the same time, we definitely want to support all the curvy ladies out there. So we're going to do that.
Okay.
Right.
So tell me the website for everybody that want to keep up with Vibe Magazine. And are you on Facebook or Twitter?
Yes, indeed. I'm on both. The website is Vibe.com. We're also about to launch Vibe Mixing. We're bringing it back. I'm on the consulting team for that as well, and it looks really good. I'm on Facebook, Daytwan Thomas, and I'm on Twitter. It's Daydog. That's Z-A-Y-D-O-G, at Daydog.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to me. I love Vibe Magazine. It's a pleasure meeting you.
No doubt. Likewise.
All right. I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans with Laz Alonzo. How are you doing today?
Life is good. I'm so happy to be here. So many people came out to support us here at the Verizon booth. Signed a lot of autographs. Everybody's telling me how much they love Jumping the Broom.
Yes.
How much they love Breakout Kings. And to me, it's a beautiful thing because they're showing me support, and the least I can do is show them support back. So we all partying like we'll make happy family.
And so what else do you have coming up? Like, as you said, Jumping the Broom and the other movie you mentioned, anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for?
Definitely, definitely. In September, I have a movie coming out called Straw Dogs.
Okay.
It's also by Sony Screen Gems.
Okay.
And keep your eyes open. I didn't say anything, but keep your eyes open for Breakout Kings Season 2.
Okay.
Hush, hush.
Okay.
There it is.
And are you still working with BET? Because I remember you on BET as a host television personality.
Absolutely. BET believed in me before anybody else did.
That was your big break?
That was my break. That's the first opportunity that I had in the entertainment industry. And I always have love for BET. They support my career, and I support them in anything they do. I'll always work for BET.
And do you do any modeling? You know you're a looker. Are you into modeling?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I don't model. But you know, if a big name clothing brand decided to put your boy on their ass, I wouldn't turn them down.
All right, I hear that. And do you have a website? Are you on Twitter or Facebook? How we can keep up with you?
I'm definitely on Twitter. You can follow me at LazOfficial. So it's twitter.com/LazOfficial, and my Facebook page is facebook.com/LazOfficial.
All right, and any special deals or anything they're giving out at Verizon? Do you know?
I'm not really sure, but I hope I pay my bill this month because I'm a Verizon client.
Too, right?
Yeah.
But thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here sitting with AJ Hammer from HLN.
Tonight. It's very crowded. There are a lot of people around. It's very noisy. It's easily distracting, isn't it?
Right, right. And so tell me what you're here promoting today. I know you're going to be a part of a panel.
Are you ready for the stars of reality TV?
I don't know.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you watch the reality TV?
Would
you have a favorite? You watch The Housewives?
I do watch The Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, guess who? Miss NeNe Leakes is among my panelists today. Yeah, yeah.
That was an accident.
Yeah, yeah. No. So NeNe's going to be a part of this panel. We have a couple of housewives from The Real Housewives of New Jersey and from Atlanta. Also, have you been watching the VH1 Basketball Wives?
Basketball Wives,
so yes. Shawnee's here and a couple of the other wives. And we have a lot to talk about because people are fascinated. I mean, so many people watch these women. And so many people consider it a guilty pleasure.
Yes.
But at the same time, getting very real about it, a lot of people take issue with some of the images that are being put out there.
Right.
So I have the task of getting up there on stage.
Uh-oh. And then the thing is,
I asked them about that.
With the interviews, the reality stars have been getting more attention than, like, the regular actresses.
They're the biggest celebrities out there.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, do you ask them if they feel a social responsibility?
I didn't get that deep with it. I'll save that for you.
Oh, good. Well, I'm up there in front of 10,000 people. But anyway, I think it's a worthwhile discussion to have.
Yes.
Because the truth is, they do wield a lot of power. They're very, very popular. They're very famous. They have millions of Twitter followers and Facebook fans.
Yes. Yes.
So I think it's really going to be an interesting conversation to have.
Very, very.
And we'll see where it goes and see if I get thrown off the stage.
I hope not. I'll come help you out.
Right on, right on.
So tell me about your show. You come on Headline News.
That's right. Showbiz Tonight is on. We're at 11 p.m. Eastern and also 11. 7 p.m. Pacific, and we're called TV's most provocative entertainment news show. And it's not like your everyday fluffy entertainment television show.
It's a good show. I watch it.
I appreciate that. I'll take every viewer we can get. But we dig in. You know, we talk about the provocative nature of the various stories that are going on. I just interviewed LaToya Jackson a couple of weeks ago on the two-year anniversary of her brother Michael's death, and she has quite a bit to say about her theories as to what really happened. And, you know, she said Michael always confided in her that, you know, people were out to get him, and she really believed that. So that's sort of the kind of stuff that we get into. It's not all about just promoting the newest movie out there,
right,
and that's why we call it TV's most provocative entertainment news.
And I like when you talk on the show about the actresses and body image. It's too skinny, because Jess Winter, she's a contributor on the show. That's my friend.
Yeah, yeah, Jess is on Showbiz Tonight quite a bit, and it's been a huge sort of cause for me and for our show, because for the longest time, nobody was standing up and saying, you know, enough already. Stop putting out these unrealistic images on TV, because not only do they make young women feel insecure about themselves, it doesn't represent what America is really like.
It doesn't look like anybody down here, that's for sure.
I mean, come on, let's keep it real. And so those are the conversations we like to have on Showbiz Tonight.
Yes, great show. And do you have a website, Twitter, Facebook? How do we keep up with you?
No, I got it all. If you go to CNN.com/Showbiz Tonight, it'll have a link to our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's all out there, so you can pay attention to what we're doing, what we have coming on the show. But we're on Sunday through Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific.
All right, AJ, and on a scale from 1 to 10, how did I do as an interviewer?
Oh, my God. Is there anything above 10? What do we do? Can we do 12? Can I have a 12?
Thank you so much.
So nice to meet you.
Okay, my show is geared towards women with curves, the voluptuous women. So I'm here in New Orleans at the Essence Music Festival with the Basketball Wives, one of the hottest shows on TV right now on VH1. How are you ladies doing today?
We're good. We're good. Excited to be here.
Go down to everybody. Say your name.
Evelyn Lozada.
Sonny O'Neill.
Tammy Roman.
So how is it now that you are a celebrity and the whole world knows you? The whole world knows your business, your mess.
About an hour, once a week, for a couple
doing out here at the Essence Festival? What are you promoting?
Actually, I'm here. I was just on Essence.com stage, really talking about what does it take to stand in your champion and not apologize for your greatness. So as a launch for their new, fierce, fun, and fabulous website, really standing inside your greatness. So many times as women, we minimize our champion because we want to make sure that we're appeasing everyone else. So now I'm on my way.
showing love to as many people as possible, but also we're preparing for the Essence Super Lounge performance tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Want to see everybody that can to make it out and decide to just love with us that night.
And so you're a gospel artist, and how would you describe the type of music that's on your CD? Because it's not like down home Baptist, it's kind of more contemporary.
Yeah, they call it urban inspirational. I call it just kind of feel good. Like if Frankie Beverly and Stevie Wonder were all in the choir together, you know, what the type of music they come up with, that's what I hope it sounds like anyway.
And so you're signed to Music World, that's
yeah.
Matthew Knowles'
yeah.
label. How exciting is that he's getting into gospel music?
It's really cool. You know, he's been doing it now for a few years, really intensified his focus over the last year. But he has a relationship with the Lord. We go to the same church. That's how we met.
Oh, you from Texas?
I'm from Chicago, but I've been living in Texas for 13 years.
Uh-huh.
We go to the same church. His one of his best friends, Rudy Rasmus, is also one of my best friends.
Okay.
And that's how we connect.
Okay, so is your CD out right now or is it coming?
No, it's out right now. It's called Just Love Deluxe. In fact, just found out we got a song, a single on there, All I Need, broke a record for 92 weeks on Billboard. It's the longest of any single on Billboard ever.
Wow.
92 weeks. So we're really excited about the impact the record has had. Still sharing it with the world and also gearing up for our next album, which will be, without giving away too many details, just intended to lift people up in tough times.
So what's your ultimate goal in the industry? Like, what's the biggest thing that a gospel artist aspires for? Like Grammy, I guess, like a regular artist, but beyond that.
Yeah, I don't know what they all aspire for. I want to make sure, and this is going to sound churchy and cliche, but the presence of God is manifest. It's the only reason I'm living out my dream is because I recognize that God was present in my life despite the mistakes I've made in my life. God still said, hey, I'm with you, and I'm going to walk with you, and I want other people to feel that too.
Excellent. So continued success, and I would definitely pick up your CD and tell me your website again, and are you on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.briancourtneywilson.com, and you can find all the links to Twitter and Facebook right there, www.briancourtneywilson.com.
All right. Thank you. So I'm here at the Essence Music Festival with a legend in the industry, Kevin Lyles. How you doing today?
I mean, God is good. I'm here to celebrate with my people. You know, I've been a people person my whole life, and I love coming down to Essence Festival and celebrating blackness.
Empowerment
and entrepreneurship and all those things. So God is good. I'm just glad to be here.
So are you promoting anything in particular? Because I looked up your website. It's so much, I don't even know where to start.
Nah, you know, I have Trey here tomorrow. Of course, you know, Ye's tonight, and, you know, Mary, and I love Essence Magazine. I love the people at Essence. Big shout out to my girl, Michelle Ebanks. I love everything that it stands for. And I was just down here with Pebbles because we have whoever the winner of Essence R&B Star, I'm going to give a management contract to for a year.
Oh, that's excellent. And so any TV appearances coming up? Because I know you want, I want to work for Diddy. Anything else we can see you on?
Well, not, you know me, I'm not a real big TV person.
You did good on that show.
It was a good show. You know, I did that and I did the Trey Songz, My Moment thing on show on BET. I did the Michael Vick show. So I only want to go where I can help change somebody's life.
Right.
And so those are the times that I'll come out and be very vocal, and I guess I'll make TV appearances.
And so my show is geared directly to women with curves. How can we get women of different shapes and sizes more in the music industry and on the video?
Well, listen, I tell you, we had a lot of women with curves at Def Jam when I ran Def Jam. There's a lot of women at curves at Warner Music Group that I'm with, and I always empower young people and all shapes, sizes, colors, and
right.
It's just really about it's one thing about curves, and it's another thing to have passion for what you do.
Right.
And I challenge whether it's male or female, or whether you got a curve or not a curve, to do your best and to do something different than what the next person's doing. Differentiate yourself.
And what is your website? And are you on Twitter and Facebook? How can we keep up with you?
Website is kevinlyles.com, and Twitter is kevinlyles1.
Thank you so much.
Bless you.
I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here with CNN anchor Susan Melro. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Susan, although you got it.
I'm close. I'm so sorry. So what are you here for? I'm doing at the Essence Music Festival for play, or are you working?
Well,
40% of the new cases is black women. And so that was something that we wanted the administration to address. What are they doing about this epidemic in our community? We talked about education. We talked about crime. We even had two mayors on our panel. The mayor here, of course, in New Orleans, Rich Landrieu, he was there. And the mayor of Atlanta, Kasim Reed, both of them. So we had a full stage of folks who had who were answering questions about what it is that we're talking about and what really matters to us.
And did you get a good crowd? Because a lot of people come here to fun and drink and listen to music, but did you have a good crowd for this serious issue?
We had a great crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, we had several hundred people. The room was packed. And then we opened up the audience, questions for the audience as well. And so
that makes me nervous sometimes when it's uncensored. Did anybody just go crazy?
But you know, they can grill them. That's what it's all about, is holding those folks accountable. And
yeah.
You know, they have to be held accountable. To do is to get some of what we did and put it on our show on CNN, in the CNN newsroom. And it's between 11 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. It's 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday. We're going to have that kind of sound. We're going to have highlights for the Essence Festival. And I should let you know, one of my highlights, I interviewed Chaka Khan yesterday. And that was nice.
Were you nervous?
Well, she really was excited. She was so nice. She was so friendly. Yeah.
So wait, tell me a little bit about your show for my listeners that aren't familiar. What kind of topics do you talk about on your show on CNN?
So it's a two-hour news program.
Okay.
It's a whole bunch of different issues. We do not only politics, but we do news of the day. We do human interest. So it's everything from, like, the Casey Anthony trial that everybody's watching, to what the president's doing, to health issues in your community, to what's the latest, you know, sports event that's taking place. It's a host of it runs the gamut.
Your website. Do you have like a website, Facebook, Twitter? How can we keep up with you and what you're doing?
I'm on Facebook, Suzanne CNN. I'm also on Twitter as well.
And you're very beautiful.
So are you.
Thank you. And we'll definitely be watching at CNN for you. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. I really appreciate
and
being on your show.
You're a big time interviewer. On a scale from 1 to 10, how was my interview with you?
You did really well.
Thank you. Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here with gospel recording artist Dietrich.
What it do, baby? Dietrich Haddon.
Okay. So I know you're with Music World.
No, I'm actually with Verity Records.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Tell me about your project and what you're out here promoting today.
Hey, I'm just out here having a good time like everybody else. I want to have a good time, enjoy the concerts. I'm actually singing tomorrow on the gospel stage. I'll be doing all my hits. Those of you that know me, I'll be doing Well Done, Sinner's Prayer, all those hits. So come on out and hang out with your boy, Dietrich Haddon. But I'm just having a good time like everybody else, you know.
Now, what kind of music? I know it's gospel, but are you more contemporary? Because you look real hip and cool. So what kind of, tell me the type of music that you sing.
My music is kind of like fusion. You know, I got that rich gospel sound, but it's also edgy, contemporary hip-hop news. It's like gumbo. Y'all know what that is, New Orleans. It's like gumbo. I put it in there for everybody. And so I got a lot of fans, a wide range of fans because I do that. So it's all good.
So why do you think it's so important for gospel artists to come and be seen at these type of mainstream events like Essence Music Festival?
Hey, because, the platform is there. The people are there. That's when they need to hear the gospel, and they need to be inspired. So I'm excited to just be here and be in the number and enjoy myself with all my people, you know?
And are you going to see any other concerts? Who are you excited to see perform?
I'm going to see Kanye tonight.
Yes.
I'm going to see him tonight. Then I think that's about it.
Well, how would you be interested in doing a gospel song with Kanye?
Absolutely, absolutely. My next record's going to be, y'all going to love it. It's going to be out there, you know? It's going to be right there. You're going to be able to play my record right behind a Drake record or a Lil Wayne record.
Well, that's good. That's how you reach the young people.
We're going to put that, you know, that inspiration in it, you know?
So tell me your website. Do you have a Facebook or Twitter? How we can keep up with what you had going on?
No, just hit me up, Dietrich Haddon. That's DietrichHaddon. Just hit me up there.
Thank you.
I ain't hard to find.
Thank you so much. I'm here at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans with Tina Knowles. Tina, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm having fun.
So are you here for play or are you here for work?
I'm here for both. I'm going to get some good bunna and some dirty rice and some good old Creole food. And I'm also having a fashion show. And yeah, here to work and play.
And so tell me about your clothing line, because I know it's for women of all shapes and sizes. I know one of your plus size models.
Yes. I have sizes from 4 to 20, and we fit on all size models, not just the smaller sizes. And the clothes are, you know, they fit really really well, and they accentuate all the curves. We like curves.
Yes, we do. And yeah. So this is sold in Walmart. So what's the price point?
The price point, everything is under $20. But you would not think. You see the beautiful dress. You can feel the fabric, how quality it is. And this dress is $18.99.
Really?
Yes. The model here has on a skirt. The skirt is $15. The shirt is $15. And it's very, very chic and
nice
quality.
So is it sold at every single Walmart or selected?
No, I wish. It's in selected Walmart. I just got expanded to 500 stores, but it's available online.
Okay.
Walmart.com, you can get it, and the prices are incredible, and the quality is great. So check it out.
So do you still sell the clothes on the Home Shopping Network? Or was it
no, Walmart has, yes, it is this line, but it's been replaced by Walmart. I wanted a store where you could just go buy the clothes.
Right.
You know?
Sometimes you won't buy it unless you
exactly.
can try it on.
And it doesn't reach all the consumers, you know.
So what, are you still with the House of Dairy on or no?
Yes, we still have the House of Dairy on in Dairy on. We actually have a booth here, and you can check it out. I mean, we just expanded. But this line is you know, a line that's built around a woman who's fuller.
Right.
You know,
we have the Dairy on jeans, and they fit good.
They fit good,
yes.
And also Messina fits good.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And so tell me the website so we can keep up and buy the clothes online.
Okay, you can go to Walmart.com and order the clothes online. And everything is available there.
Okay. And I know this is about you, but I just got to say, Beyonce is my favorite singer in the whole wide world.
Well, thank you. Check out the new album. It's amazing.
Yes.
And that's what I said. The Essence Festival reminds me that girls rule the world.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much. I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here with gospel recording artist Bashawn Mitchell. Bashawn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well in yourself. Just glad to be here hanging out with you. You know what I'm saying?
Are you here for play or work?
You know, kind of a little bit of both. This is Essence, so you come to play, but I came to work as well. I had to sing today at the Walmart booth, and it was great. Me, Dietrich Haddon, and a few more other inspirational gospel artists just had fun at the Walmart booth. Now just getting around, saying what's up to everybody, especially, you know, radio, both online and on the radio, everybody.
Now, I've been interviewing a couple of gospel artists today, and all of you are coming through looking so cool and hip. This is not like the old school gospel. This is like equivalent to the music on the radio, right? Mainstream.
You know what? I believe music is music. You know, just because we sing a certain type of music, we still are artists as well. So, you know, once you realize the whole package, you got to look like it, sing like it, talk like it, and walk like it to kind of walk into what we're doing.
So tell me a little bit about the songs on your album. Are you a writer, too, or who are some of the people you work with?
You know, I've been writing forever. I've written for Smokey Norfolk. I've written for Bishop Paul S. Morton, Vanessa Bell Armstrong. But my new single, Nobody Greater, is the song that's kind of like everyone is getting to know Bashawn Mitchell for. So kind of excited that, you know, I had a good journey writing for others and working with others, but now it's like my time. Had a number one single for the last 12 weeks and, you know, doing well.
So you performed at Walmart stage. Are you doing anything else? Are you going to do something tomorrow?
No, I actually got to go back home tomorrow. But tonight I'm going to hang out, you know what I'm saying, behind the stage in the VIP booth and just enjoy the concert as well.
Tell me your website and are you on Facebook or Twitter? How can we keep up with you?
I'm Bashawn Mitchell, BashawnMitchell.com. I tweet Twitter at BashawnMitchell.com and Facebook me at one of my pages, BashawnMitchell.com on Facebook.
And are you single? You're very handsome.
I am currently dating. And I have to put that out there before I get in trouble. So if you listen to this, know that I said it.
All right, well, thank you for stopping and talking to me.
All right, thank you.
I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans with Brian White. Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. It's a blessing to be here.
And are you here for play or are you working?
A little bit of both. I mean, I've never been to the Essence Festival. I've been to New Orleans. We filmed here 3 times. Never had the pleasure of coming down for the festival. So we're playing, but I'm also working hard selling my book or giving away my book, Black Carpenter. It's a youth empowerment brand trying to help these kids have some tools to create success for themselves.
So are you part of any of the panels that were here this weekend?
Yes, United Negro College Fund and Army brought me down here. Keita and Mo, the PR diva and publicist extraordinaire, we're doing a college speaking tour.
Okay.
15 HBCUs starting September.
Okay, starting September. So are you going to come back to the South, to like Southern and Grambling? And...
Yeah, it's all HBCUs. And basically speaking to about 1,500 college kids and teens about replicating success across multiple platforms, whether it's music or entertainment or Wall Street or something other. We're showing them how to find success and create success in those areas through Black Carpenter, my book.
And what about in your acting career? We all know you from Stomp the Yard, the Heart Specialist, Mr. 3.
Andre Brower, Lisa Gay Hamilton, Richard Gant, Ray Romano, and Scott Bakula, and three movies coming out in the next 6 months. Politics of Love with Loretta Devine and Ruby Dee. That's September 1st worldwide, so it's an international release. Then October 28th, The Cabin in the Woods, which is a huge horror thriller by Joss Whedon. Myself, Jesse L. Williams, the ladies know from Grey's Anatomy. Chris Hemsworth, he plays Thor. And then the next Tyler Perry film, Good Deed, February 28th. Myself, Felicia Rashad, Tyler, Gabby Union, Rebecca Romaine Stamos, Eddie Cibrian, Candy Newton. It's a good one.
You're blessed. You'll be working constantly.
I'm trying, but right now it's really all about, you know, feeding, planting seeds with young kids and trying to make a difference through those, you know. Because of success, you get an opportunity to talk about what matters to you, and I'm trying to talk about, you know, helping make the world a better place.
Now, do you have a website, Facebook, Twitter, how we keep up with you?
You can follow me on Twitter, at actor Brian White, and you can get the book online at blackcarpenter.org and get all the information about the speaking tour, where we'll be, get the book right there, and follow, you actually join our mailing list, and we'll send you updates.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Unsung. So I'm promoting that as well, just making sure that everyone knows. It comes out July 11th.
Okay.
This July 11th, 2011.
Did your story have like some dramatic things in it?
It's just it's some uplifting things and it's some sad things because a lot of the times the fans, you just want to let them know you. Because, I mean, we love our press, but at the same time, I want you to speak directly to me to know what's going on. You know, and you can't tell them all individually, but this will be basically individually, because around the world you want them to know what's going on.
And so besides TV One, you have a new song coming out?
No, I have a CD that has already been out since 2008, the one I had recently done, but it wasn't really promoted as well. But it's called Open Book, so people can understand that it's on there. I wrote some cuts with me and my husband wrote some cuts on there. You'll get to hear the other sides of me, you know, but it's fun, good song. But that don't mean I stop, because we're working on a new album, so CD.
And so what is your website, your Facebook and Twitter? How can we keep up with
you? I have a Facebook. I'm sorry, I'm not a Twitter person, I'm sorry. I'm not into it.
What's your website?
The website is evelynchampagneking.com, but that's being worked on because I want to have a new one and everything updated. It's time.
All right, well, thank you so much for talking with me.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
At the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here with Diane Valentine, who has a new show coming on We. Now, I was watching the Braxtons, and I saw the commercial for a new show. There was this beautiful, curvy woman with this big, fabulous, fluffy hair, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm watching that show. So, Diane, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I am loving New Orleans, and I'm so thrilled to be at the Essence Music Festival this year.
So, tell me about your new show, what it's about.
My show is called I Do Over, and it is about giving a second chance, a new celebration to couples that had a disastrous walk down the aisle the first time around. So I surprise them, I come in, and in 5 days, we give them a new wedding, brand new, fabulous, and fierce.
So the couples are still married, and it's not like they're separated or getting back. It's just a second chance at what they couldn't have at first.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's about falling in love all over again with the same person. And we just help them do it bigger and better, and we erase all of those bad memories that came from the disaster that happened the first time around.
Now, I hear you have worked for a lot of celebrities in the past, which is why I imagine you got your own show. So let me know who are some of the people you work with.
I have been so blessed. You know, I have traveled the world. I've worked for actors Lila Rashawn and director Antoine Fuqua. I did pop star Usher's wedding, Sean Stockman with Boyz II Men, Toni Braxton.
Events,
social events, but weddings has been kind of my claim to fame, if you will. I'll www.jarednvalentine.com. Follow me on Twitter. Hang with me on my Facebook page. Visit the website. I do weekly tips and blogs to help women entertain fabulously and host their own fabulous celebrations. And, you know, most importantly, I hope everybody will join me on Sunday, July 24th at 10 p.m. on WeTV when I Do Over premieres.
Definitely. I'll be watching. Thank you for talking to me. I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here with the fabulous, legendary Denise Williams. Denise, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm happy. I'm enjoying myself.
So are you here working, or are you here for play and fun?
I'm here on a combination trip.
So what have you done so far? Are you on a panel discussion, performing, or what?
I'm here. I've just been over with TV One because I did an unsung program for them. So I sat and I visited with them. Yesterday, I was at the casino with Evelyn Champagne King. She won a lot of money. I lost a lot. So anyway, it's been fun.
So tell me about your unsung. So your story, is it like a harsher story? Or you had a pretty easy, because I was talking to Jane Kennedy, and I was like, did you have like ups and downs? She was like, no, my story wasn't that dramatic. So what can we expect?
You know, with my unsung, I think it was what I wanted to do was just inspire people. And we all go through ups and downs. That's life. Anybody that never said they've been up and down, they're not telling the truth. That's life. But I think that my journey has been one of inspiration and one of encouragement. So it was good. It was strange for me to see a lot of my business being put out because I've always been a very private person. But
like the first time you're revealing some things?
Yes. I mean, well, you know, it's interesting when you see your life on film. Living it is one thing. Having it filmed and documented it is a whole nother thing. But I was really great that I had so many people that showed up to talk about our relationship. Stevie was, you know, Stevie came, Stevie Wonder there. Johnny Mathis showed up. George Duke showed up. Philip Bailey, you know, Tom Bell. Just a wonderful amount of people that came. Ray Parker Jr. And so we had fun. We had fun. We really enjoyed it. And then all my people from down from Gary, Indiana. Then my first husband was on there. And we still best friends. He talked. We best friends.
So are you gonna do any new music anytime soon? Cause you know you have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I'm in the studio now. I just started working on a new project, so I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
Somebody remaking your song?
I absolutely love it. Last year when I had Monica with Everything to Me, I thought it was just incredible. And it's just something that touches the heart when you hear that other people respect and honor the music that way.
Can you tell us your website? Are you on Facebook or Twitter? How can we keep up with you?
Honey, I tried to tweet.
It didn't work out.
No. I have a Facebook, but I don't know who's keeping it up.
Okay.
I was just having a discussion, and I think Facebook is the way that I'm going to go.
Okay. So, just look up Denise Williams online.
There you go.
And look for you. Well, thank you so much for talking to
me. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here with actor extraordinaire Isaiah Washington. Isaiah, how are you?
I'm here supporting my book. I wrote a book last year.
Okay.
Made some history last year. Became the first African American, the first human being to get my citizenship based on DNA. There it is. You hold a historical document in your hand. Something that Marcus Garvey and W.E. Du Bois died for. Malcolm X, Patrice Lumumba, all of them died for this document. What this document means is that I can own land right out. I can run for president if I chose to. I can have a direct link to the economic development of Sierra Leone and not have to live there. So what I'm here and talking about in my book is that through DNA and DNA testing, our freedom, our liberation is in the wealth of our native land.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand. So now you a citizen,
yes,
a citizen
American
too?
Dual citizenship.
Okay, so a lot of African Americans don't even know about that.
That's why I'm here. That's why I wrote the book, A Man from Another Land. You can get to me on Twitter, at iWashington. I have this woman's sister who read the book. She lives in Lafayette, Georgia. Her name is Trisha Harris. She has taken this thing and blown it up into a Twitter movement.
So wait, so your DNA led you back there, but if my DNA went somewhere else, then that's why we get mine?
Exactly. If you get to the house of the Igbo, then I will ask you to engage those people and humbly ask for your citizenship so you can go about the business of connecting with the manufacturing business, because we have a lot of PhDs, a lot of VAs, and a lot of MBAs that are not working. So we need to take that innovation and that expertise and that intellect to this place. They're waiting for it. They
a $9 billion business in hair weave. If you're going to own something, you have to be able to wear it, probably. But if you're going to buy something, then see if you can be a shareholder in it, whatever the product is. If it's Dasani water, go to the Wall Street Journal and find out who makes Dasani water. And then invest in a share if it's $25. Whatever. If you just own one share, then when you drink this Dasani water, you are a shareholder. You're not operating as a victim of slaveholders. So what I'm talking about is that if we buying Tide, find out, go to Procter & Gamble and just buy one share. Two shares if it's $25, buy four shares for $100. So if you're using Tide, then you, as everybody who's using Tide, you're making money.
They're telling me to wrap it up. I can talk to you all day. But tell me your latest acting project. So that's what we're
getting ready. I'm getting ready to do a film with Russ Carr called Under Shepherd. I'm going to play a TV evangelist, pretty much like Chitty Jake, Creflo Dollar. We're going to deal with the issues in the black church.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm doing a film called The Suspect that I'm producing, where I play a professor who goes underground to address race by pretending to be a bank robber, and it gets crazy.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see you producing, and not just in front, but behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to YouTube, amanfromanotherland.com, and see everything that I've been doing on my book tour. This book tour is going to be going on for the next year. I'm going into speaking engagements in the South, historical black colleges and universities. But A Man from Another Land, that's my journey for the rest of this year, well, rest of my life.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
Can I get a... I'm at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and I'm here with Kiara Kiki Sheard. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So are you out here for play, or are you working today?
I am working today.
More voluptuous women in the music industry. Do you have a problem in gospel music, or is more in like mainstream the pressure to be a thinner size?
More in mainstream. However, I try my best to get it off and at least maintain it so that I can be healthy all the way around. I ain't got to be in the hospital because I got something on my knees or too much weight on my feet. And, you know, so I kind of feel it here and there, but I'm still rocking it out. Big girl rocking it out good.
My fabulous guests that came out today to the convention center to chit-chat with me. It has been an excellent weekend here in New Orleans. The Essence Music Festival is always, always a lot of fun. And I'll be here next year, same time, same place. So if you didn't come out this year, make sure to make plans to come out next year, 4th of July weekend in New Orleans. It is a guaranteed party with all the celebs. Everybody was here. And make sure you visit the website at plusmodelradio.com to see the pictures. pictures of everybody that I interviewed. Tune in next week and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you but to keep you connected with the Kirby community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis, and I'm in New Orleans at the Essence Music Festival. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.